Rules governing indoor smoking in Yellowstone County could soon include e-cigarettes. A public hearing is scheduled this week on the change. The Montana Clean Indoor Air Act already prohibits smoking in enclosed public places. Officials with Riverstone Board of Health want Yellowstone County to include e-cigarettes and other electronic nicotine delivery systems in that ban. Kristen Page Nye is with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network in Montana. She says vaping wasn't popular back when the Clean Indoor Air Act was implemented in 2009, so it's time for it to be updated. The Montana Clean Indoor Air Act already prohibits smoking in enclosed public places. Officials with Riverstone Board of Health want Yellowstone County to include e-cigarettes and other electronic nicotine delivery systems in that ban. Kristen Page Nye is with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network in Montana. She says vaping wasn't popular back when the Clean Indoor Air Act was fully implemented in 2009, so it's time for it to be updated.
Back when the state Clean Indoor Air Act was passed, we didn't have the prevalence of e-cigarette use. And since then, it has just gone through the roof, especially among our youth.
She says information from a self-reporting survey found 30% of Montana high schoolers report using e-cigarettes. This is part of what motivated Riverstone Health into action.
There are a variety of toxins, including a number of carcinogens in the secondhand vapors that come off the electronic nicotine delivery devices, and we just don't know the extent of risk associated with those vapors.
That's Riverstone Board Chairman Michael Dennis. Secondhand smoke is behind another part of the proposal. It would push back the distance any smoker can be from doors, windows, and ventilation systems.
We're not doing anything revolutionary here. We're just following good public health policy.
People will get a chance to voice their opinion on the proposed rule at a public hearing Wednesday night at Riverstone Health Campus. Kay Erickson, YPR News.